In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is risen.
He is risen.
Who is the paralytic in the gospel reading that we just heard? The fathers say that he represents fallen man. He has the desire to be healed of his spiritual paralysis, but in his own strength he has no ability to accomplish that. How did he get into this state? Because of his sins. In 2 weeks, we'll be reading the gospel about the healing of the man that was blind from birth, and in that case, we're told explicitly by the Lord that it was neither his own sins nor his parents' sins that were the reason why he was born blind. But in this case, when we have Christ encountering him again after he had been healed in the temple, he tells him, "Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee." So the fathers say clearly, in his case, his paralysis was related to his sin. The man was paralyzed and he could do very little, but he did do something about his state. He spent 38 years at this pool where he knew healing was possible. The pool represents the church, the house of healing. He couldn't heal himself, but he knew that this was where healing could be found. All of us, apart from the grace of God, are spiritual paralytics. We have good desires, but we have no ability to accomplish them on our own. Here we are at the pool. We see others that are healed, but the key question for us is the question that Christ asked the paralytic: "Wilt thou be made whole?" Do you really want to be healed? The healing is available, but do you really want it? Do you really want to turn your back on the sins that you need to be healed from and move on from there? In St. Augustine's Confessions, which is a book that the fathers thought very highly of, he talks about his spiritual struggles. His mother was a devout Christian, but his father was a pagan, and so he was not baptized in the church as a child because his father objected. And then he wound up going down the road of getting involved in a heretical sect, the Manichaeans, and he lived a dissolute life for much of his life. But through the prayers of his mother, he eventually did come to repentance. And throughout his struggles, his conscience often bothered him. And so he had this desire to change his life. And at one point he remembers praying, or he says that he was praying, "O Lord, make me chaste," in other words, sexually pure, "but not yet." And whether he literally prayed those words and was so brazen to say that, or whether he, upon reflection, was looking back on how he was saying, "Lord, make me chaste," but in the back of his mind knowing, well, maybe in a little while, I'm not really ready to do that just yet. Maybe he was just noting his own reservations that he wasn't willing to articulate in prayer. But the key question is, do we want to be healed? Are we really prepared to give up on those things? Because if we want to be healed, we have to turn our backs on those sins that got us there in the first place. God will heal our souls, he'll cleanse us of our sins, but we have to truly want that healing. In St. Augustine's case, he struggled for many years with the question of what to do about his life, but one day when he was reaching sort of a spiritual crisis, he was in his garden and he thought that he heard children playing a game, but it sounded to him like they were saying, "Take up and read, take up and read." And as it happened, he had a copy of the epistles of the Apostle Paul there in the garden that he had been reading, and so he opened it up and just by chance happened upon this verse, Romans 13, begin with verse 13 through 14. "Let us walk honestly, as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof." So we have to come to a point where we're willing to walk honestly and turn our back on all these things, because these things certainly have some level of pleasure for a season. If they didn't, people wouldn't do it. But the thing is in the long run, it creates a wasted life, a sense of emptiness. And so that's the reason why people are torn. Do I want to go this way or do I want to go that way? But we know that if we continue down this road, it's only going to result in our spiritual deaths. It's just like if you have a friend who's, you know, a drug addict, you know that if they continue down that road, it's not going to end well for them. So if you care about them, you're going to want to try to help them to get off that. And if you are that person, you'd want to do everything you could to break that habit. Well, that's the way it is with these sins. We have to be prepared to turn our backs on those things. And the thing is, we don't have to do it on our own. We don't have to pull ourselves up by our own bootstraps. But we do have to be willing to be healed. And if we are willing, if we're ready to finally make a break with these things, like St. Augustine did, Christ will say to us, "Rise, take up thy bed, and walk." Amen. Christ is risen.
He is risen.